You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. On August 12th, John Ornay and five of his friends emerged from Lake Michigan on the shores of Ludington.
Walk it up, guys.
They had departed from Wisconsin the day before to swim 54 miles across the lake relay style. And they did it in just under 21 hours. That epic swim is just one of many impressive athletic feats on the Holland native's resume. On top of that, he's also a designer, marketing professional, and musician. And John Ornay joins us now to talk about what he's been doing this summer. John, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, glad to be here.
You were in a pretty serious accident on your bicycle last year. I understand you got hit by an SUV?
That's right. Yep. Last May.
Do you mind telling us what happened?
Sure. Yeah. I was riding here in Holland, heading north on Lakeshore Drive, and an SUV was coming the other way and wanted to turn onto Lakewood. And I'm assuming they thought I was just going slower and they had time to kind of sneak in front of me. And instead they ran right into me, sent me flying about 30 feet and landed on the asphalt. And thankfully, I guess, most of the brunt was taken by my right elbow. My body otherwise was sore, but okay, but kind of hacked off the pointy part of my elbow called the olecranon, which was kind of floating up in my tricep area. So it needed kind of significant surgery to put that back together.
How did that change how you felt about your body and the things that you wanted to do with it?
Yeah, you know, I've always been pretty grateful for my body and tried hard to take care of it and treat it like a gift. But, something like that, that's kind of a near-death experience, definitely puts everything into perspective, makes you feel grateful for everything you have. And for me personally, really kind of lit a fire under me to not waste this one life. We get one shot at this, and I kind of was pretty committed and inspired to get after the things on my bucket list and not putting things off anymore.
Yeah. Well, what time of the year in 2019 did this happen?
Yes, that was May 16th. So mid-May, I had quite a few goals set for myself that summer that kind of got pushed back, but I was still kind of committed to getting after them. So my July and August goals got pushed to September, but I was still kind of committed to getting the rehab in and getting my body ready to tackle some adventures late summer.
Yeah, it sounds like that really set the tone for the things that you were going to do and the challenges you were going to set for yourself as all of us were physical distancing during COVID. This is not the first time that you've challenged yourself swimming across Lake Michigan. You've done other long distance swims, 100-mile bike rides. What is it that attracts you to these kinds of feats of physical endurance?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure. For whatever reason, they appeal to me, and they sound like both like fun in an odd way, but also, generally speaking, in life, I'm really attracted to the question, I wonder what would happen if. So especially this Lake Michigan challenge this year, it was just a huge unknown. I felt pretty confident that me and my friends could get it done, but none of us had swam in the middle of Lake Michigan before, certainly not in the middle of the night. Obviously, it's unpredictable. Weather's unpredictable. So yeah, mostly just a curiosity, wondering what my body's capable of and what I'm going to learn along the way.
Why did you decide to do it in the middle of the night?
Yeah, well, we had to. We figured it would take us 24 hours or more. We actually ended up doing it in under 21 hours, but can't really find a 21-hour chunk without darkness. So it was just a strategy of whether we're going to get the night portion out on the front end or the back end, but we kind of let weather determine that window for us.
Was there a reason why you chose Lake Michigan to do this as opposed to someplace else?
Sure. Yeah. So I live in Holland right here on the shores of Lake Michigan, and all the other five swimmers are also from Holland, Zealand here. You know, growing up, we've been able to play in and marvel at, kind of what we call our freshwater ocean here. And it's a pretty magnificent body of water. It's cool. You know, our whole lives we've been looking out from this side of the lake at the horizon into the unknown. And we've been on the other side in Wisconsin as well, but there's still a lot of unknown, at least us, certainly as swimmers, territory in between. So to kind of journey together was pretty special.
How do you build up your endurance for a swim like that?
A lot of swimming. Yeah, so it was a little bit of a strange year because, you know, pools have been shut down since February or so. So really, as soon as the temperature in my little 18-acre pond here in my neighborhood, we have a 18-acre lake, which is about a third of a mile across, about 3/4 of a mile if you swim around the perimeter. So as soon as that got into the mid-40s, we were out there swimming. One of my first swims, it was 33 degrees outside, air temperature.
Oh,
yeah. But it was, you know, that's Michigan. We kind of had the goal to swim across the lake and couldn't really wait till the water and air were warm to start training. So we kind of got after it. But yeah, mostly long-ish swims several times a week. So, you know, I generally swim 4 to 5 times a week and usually only 1 to 3 miles at a time. Then similar to running, just kind of tagging on long swims on the weekends and building up mileage.
Right. John, I noticed that earlier in the year, you wrote on your website, and this was written before the pandemic hit, you wrote that 2020 is shaping up to be an awesome year. I have my eyes set on a handful of new records and a lot of other adventures along the way. Needless to say, the tone of the year has changed substantially since then. And you had other goals this year, including setting a world record for cycling 100 miles and trying to set a world record for summiting Mount Everest. Do you think you're going to get to those other two goals in 2020?
I'm not sure. So the summiting Mount Everest thing is actually, it's a goal called Everesting. It's climbing the cumulative elevation of Everest. So I actually wasn't planning to climb the mountain itself. I was hoping to do that in Michigan.
Climbing the equivalent of Mount Everest, I see.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a challenge that, you know, pick a 100-foot hill and do it 291 times and you've Everested. But yes, I'm still hoping to do both of those things. But yeah, the circumstances we find ourselves in are pretty unprecedented and hard to figure out and plan. So I still don't know because there's other lives and venues that I need access to do those things.
Do you still feel like you want to do those things?
I do. 2020 has definitely changed our plans and goals. So I'm not dead set on no matter what, I'm going to move heaven and earth to do those things. But if I'm gonna do everything I can to try, but life has changed. So goals change, you know, my kids, I'm gonna be homeschooling my kids this fall, which is super exciting. We're calling it Epic Adventure School and we're doing it with three other families. We're doing kind of a co-op homeschool model. Mm-hmm. And so that's gonna take a ton of time and effort and energy. And I'm excited about that. So yeah, new goals are presenting themselves. I'm doing my best. My family's doing our best to reevaluate life and say, okay, given this new information, now what's most important? And this is, you know, this fall in particular is a pretty cool moment to try some new things with our 8 and 10-year-old kids. So that's definitely a new commitment and goal.
What kind of goals do you help them set for themselves in terms of challenges?
Yeah. So for me personally, I've always let curiosity be my guide. And that's really my model with my kids too. Like, what are you interested in? What do you want to do? What do you want to explore? What do you want to try? Definitely I'm not at all pushing my kids to try crazy physical feats. Certainly. Mm-hmm. They a little bit get a kick out of the things I do, but I'm just their dad. That they're interested in their own their own world. My daughter's getting into horseback riding with her grandma, which is awesome. My son is a huge reader and likes just his individual projects. He's been getting into making iMovies with friends in the neighborhood. Pursuing their curiosity and using my experience to kind of help them where they need it, but really letting them mostly be self-led and inspired.
A lot of your challenges aren't just things that you've done yourself, although some of them are. In a number of cases, you've been working with other people to break records. What's different about that?
Oh, it's just more fun. Especially that's what really made this swim this year extra special, you know, at a time when, you know, doing things in community and socializing in any way is really at a minimum. It was pretty special to have five other guys that I was seeing on a regular basis. You know, we were open water swimming is a pretty socially distant, safe endeavor for the most part. You know, we'd meet on the beach and chat a bit and go for a swim. And then, you know, having a like-minded goal and working hard toward it as always helps the motivation and makes it more fun. So super special to do it with others, makes it more fun and interactive. And then too, it's something you share together forever instead of, you know, crossing a finish line by yourself and knowing how that feels. It's pretty cool to be able to share that joy with others.
Could you take us back to when you did the Lake Michigan swim and just tell us what it was like, this experience of being out in the open water in the middle of night on the lake? What was going through your mind?
Just trying my best to soak it all in. It was just really special. We did some practice swims in the dark, so we weren't, it wasn't totally new. We were pretty well prepared. I think most people, when you think about it, think how terrifying that experience could be. Mm-hmm. But by the time we really did the swim, we were pretty comfortable. So then it was just, you know, there was a meteor shower going on that night. It was a clear sky. So there's not a better time to look up at the sky than a clear night in the middle of the lake with no city lights to be seen. It was just remarkable and really special. Just really trying to soak it all up. It was interesting. It was actually a pretty wavy night. We had 2 to 4 foot waves for about 4 hours in the middle of the night. So just feeling your body getting rocked mm-hmm. in the water. But the thing I love about open water swimming, and it was heightened in this swim in the middle of the night for sure, is just the immersive kind of intimate nature of it. To really just be enveloped by nature and the lake in particular, who I kind of think about and refer to as I swim as my grandmother. It's a pretty special experience, and the night swimming was certainly something we'll never forget.
John Ornay lives in Holland. John, thank you so much for telling us about everything you've been doing this summer, and good luck with the rest of those challenges.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.